This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Zelensky is revealing the one thing he thinks can end Russia's war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma's got this.
In an overnight video address to his nation, President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine seeks a speedy peace in talks due to get underway this week in Turkey, though he believes only a face-to-face meeting with Russia's leader could end the war. In an interview with independent Russian media outlets, Zelensky stressed that Ukraine's priority is ensuring its sovereignty and preventing Moscow from carving it up, but added security guarantees and neutrality, non-nuclear status of our state. We're ready to go for that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Did you see it? Will Smith angrily slapping presenter Chris Rock on stage at the Academy Awards last night after Chris Rock joked about the appearance of Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out.
Will Smith apologized as he accepted the Best Actor Oscar. So is this the end of it? The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Los Angeles Police Department says it is aware of the incident, but says in a statement that the slappee, Chris Rock in this case, has declined to file a police report. Meanwhile, the Motion Picture Academy is out with its own statement saying that it does not condone violence of any kind. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The Best Actress Award went to Jessica Chastain last night. Best Picture, Coda. The average price of gas is still high, but it's going down. It's $4.24 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, down about a penny in the past week. A month ago, gas was 63 cents a gallon cheaper, according to the AAA. This is AP News. How do you feel about Russia's war in Ukraine? The AP's Julie Walker has the findings of a new AP poll.
Most Americans are at least somewhat worried the U.S. will be directly drawn into Russia's war on Ukraine. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, that shows a level of anxiety that has echoes of the Cold War era. Close to half of Americans say they are very concerned Russia would directly target the U.S. with nuclear weapons, and 3 in 10 are somewhat concerned. Russia's president put his country's nuclear forces on high alert shortly after the invasion. Close to half of Americans say they are extremely or very concerned the U.S. might be drawn into a war with Russia. Roughly 4 in 10 say they are somewhat concerned. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.